Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you got to do is dial in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we all saw Gremlins today. And, no, there's no particular reason for it. It's not like Gremlins 3 is coming out or anything like that, although they are talking about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some talk about that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Arya.
So coming up, we'll talk about Gremlins doing like a classic movie review just because it was at the movie theater. And Bonnie and I went and saw it. We wanted to go with you, Arya, but your federal handler never got back to you?
I never sent the email I learned. I sent it, but I'm really losing patience with Sprint because even if I have like full LTE service, I don't seem to have internet.
Damn it.
So it just sort of got stuck in the outbox and then never actually left.
But first, something even more creepy than little monsters that go around and cause all kinds of chaos. In this case, we're talking about the preschools of New York.
So it does involve little monsters that
run
around?
Well, in this case, the monster is actually the teacher.
Yeah.
Whoever this woman is with this video. Now, I want to ask, before I play this clip, did you guys see the video of the little boy at the New York daycare that must have been no older than 2 or something like that, 3 maximum, and the woman that was trying to, it was 2 women, one woman was trying to put a mask on this little boy. He did not want anything to do with it.
I can't blame him.
Keeps pulling the mask down. Did you guys see this video?
I saw it when you were playing it.
I have not seen it.
It's one of the most disturbing videos of the year that I've seen in recent memory. It goes on for like almost 2 minutes straight of these just patronizing sounding women like, "Oh, Mason, you're a good boy. Yeah, wear the mask. It's all about your safety." And
he rips it off, and yeah, they even like snap it on him at one point. Like, yeah, it looks like it hurt.
They keep trying to put this thing on him, and
so child abuse.
Yeah, it's very abusive, very scary, sick stuff. This is right along in that same vein. It may even be from the same daycare. I have no idea. It didn't come from the same source necessarily, but these videos get shared around. It definitely sounds like New York based on the audio that you're going to hear. This one is of what appears to be a preschool. Again, very, very young children. All of them are wearing masks, and they're all kind of lined up. There's maybe almost a dozen of them in the frame here, and it's being recorded by the teacher. And here is what they are being subjected to.
2, 3. I wear a mask to school. I wear a mask to school. Hi, ho, the Jerry-o. I wear a mask to school. It helps to keep me safe. It helps to keep me safe. Hi, ho, the Jerry-o. It helps to keep me safe.
Good Lord. Just the blatant propagandizing of an entire generation.
Yeah. These kids are, I don't know, no older than 3 or something, 3, 4. I'm not good at estimating that, but they're very, very young.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there mostly quietly. Like, she wants them to sing along. And
but they're wearing masks, so it's difficult to sing.
Yeah.
As it goes on, she does like 2 more verses, and they all just completely stop. Like, they just aren't singing along anymore. But most of them look okay with it. Like, they just are like, whatever. But there's a little boy.
This is all they know.
But there's a little boy in the bottom left who's just sitting there cross-legged with his hands in his lap crossed together. And he's just staring into space looking so miserable.
Yeah. Let me go on.
My friend.
There's only 10 more seconds.
Safe. It keeps my friends safe. Hi, ho, the Dario. It keeps my friends safe. And let me see a hooray! Put your hands up in the air!
That's it.
That was like such a sad hooray, too. They were like, not that excited.
This is preschool today.
Yeah, all the more reason to homeschool your kids, honestly. Yep. But I mean, yeah, as this you point out, this is all they know. These kids are like 3 years old, so they've been in this pandemic through
this
half of their lives.
This is literally their entire conscious life.
Yes, they're going to be fine wearing masks for the rest of their life because they've been conditioned to from the earliest possible ages.
I just found this really sick, and it's the pressure that these kids are under to obey these diktats is just, it's unrelenting. I mean, they are dealing with this constantly from when they're at school to likely, you know, their parents. I mean, if their parents haven't gotten them out of this situation yet, then they must support it.
Or they're not aware of it. I mean, it's possible the average parent out there just has no idea that their kid is being forced to sing this nonsense.
That's a good point. One of the things that was brought up with the other video where the little boy is being forced to wear the mask completely against his will.
Which is a violation of his basic human rights.
One of the points that people brought up was, you know, why did this woman put this, like the woman who was recording the video worked at the daycare. Why would she record that video and put it online with what they were doing to this boy? And the thing is, they're proud of this. They wanted mom to know how bad her little boy was being, so they had to take video of what was going on as the evidence, because it was actually the mom that had shared that particular video. And she didn't seem to appreciate what was going on.
I'm sure she didn't.
But again, she still let her son go to that school.
Her son is still going to that same school?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the status of that is. But she didn't post the video with some sort of statement about how she's immediately pulling her son out of school. It was more like...
She's acting like, oh, I have to put my kid in through this every day.
Yeah, she acted like, oh, I have to do this to go to work, basically.
Which is unfortunate, but, I mean, she put herself in that position when she had children.
That's true.
To be honest.
Yeah.
And not being able to, you know, have a career that allowed her to both raise a child... and have a career, that's her own fault. Now the child is suffering as a result of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of parents, probably the majority of them don't plan, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just kids are an accident, and then they deal with it. And then they're stuck in situations like this where their parental autonomy is stripped away from them, and some harridan is, singing terrifying obedience songs at her children.
It seems like she, like, just did this herself, too. Like, she sounds so insufferable. It sounds like, I mean, it's only her and the kids. It seems like she's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make up this song, and the kids are going to sing with
me. It wouldn't surprise me if this is getting passed around.
I haven't seen it.
I had not seen this particular set of song lyrics before, but I have seen, like, images online of... the supposed, you used to have like workbooks or worksheets when you were in elementary school or whatever. Some of the worksheets that these kids are being given are absolutely inculcating them with this stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me if
their math word problems are like, Johnny is wearing three masks. He takes off one mask.
That kind
what
of
does
stuff.
Johnny have? And the kid answers, Johnny has COVID.
Right. Circle the right way to protect yourself, and you circle the mask.
I remember having like worksheets to do that were just... what's the word? Climate change, fear. And even as a kid, I knew about that type of thing because my parents were so conservative. I was just like, oh, my God, this is
You knew it was
stuff.
BS.
Yeah, this is the stuff my parents warned me about.
See, I didn't encounter that.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I mean.
Well, we're a little older than she is. But this is the kind of stuff, but just like the climate change, they're cranking this stuff into these kids' heads. And it's just so sad. I mean, I feel so bad for these kids. Especially the ones like this, where they never knew another existence prior to this. And that's just terrifying.
It's sad the world didn't learn from Greta Thunberg what happens when you traumatize a child for their entire life and just constantly fear-monger them until they have psychotic breakdowns.
Is that what happened to her?
As far as I can tell, that's what happened to her. Is that, she just heard about climate change. I mean, just imagine being a kid and your entire life being raised to believe there's this secret shadow out there and it's going to kill you and everyone knows about the shadow, but no one is doing anything about it. Imagine being raised and hearing that every single day of your life.
Interestingly, I actually wasn't planning on bringing this up, but since you guys brought up the climate change thing, headline, this is just from 2 weeks ago, new study finds growing number of young people suffering from climate change anxiety.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I also saw today that Antarctica is experiencing the coldest year on record. But, you know.
Well, that's because of climate change.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Clearly.
Dang it, I forget.
It's supposed to get warmer.
It's supposed to be called climate change now so that you can't make that joke.
Right. All right. So 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about anxiety surrounding climate change because young people love their anxiety.
They really
these
do.
These days, and here's another excuse for it. More on the way here. You can take control and share your thoughts. 603-283-6160.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the indoctrination that is going on at the earliest possible stage with very, very small children in a preschool being sung to with a just ridiculously horrible song about masks.
Most, you know, children's songs are pretty simple and not supposed to be particularly good, but that one was especially bad.
Yeah. What was it? It was Knocking Off Farmer in the Dell, I think, is the original tune, and particularly bad as far as the content. Telling kids, lying to them, saying that masks keep their friends safe, which there's not really any evidence that that's the case. I mean,
if you're sick and you have, you know, an infectious disease, wearing a mask could, in theory, help keep your friends safe.
Right, because, you know, those preschoolers are so good about not touching their face while wearing a mask and not touching other things after they touch their face.
Also, a good point. Yeah. You'd have to wear the mask, you know, correctly. And even then,
adults can't get it right.
Right. And even then, it would be very unclear how much it actually helps.
Every time I have to wear a mask, I'm constantly, like, scratching my nose without thinking about it. So I'm, like, touching the mask to scratch my nose.
Your face, it's uncomfortable.
It tickles your nose with the little fibers.
It's awful. So that was what we opened the show with, but then that kind of got us off into talking about kids today and all their mental problems, like anxiety. And when I was growing up, I never heard about this. In high school, no one ever told me, oh, I've got anxiety, I'm having an anxiety attack or whatever. And then in the last 15 years or so, just all of a sudden, everybody in their, you know, millennial and Generation Z generations, they all have anxiety, or at least seems like almost all of them do.
In the 80s and 90s and stuff, did people say, like, oh, I'm having anxiety about this thing? Not, I have anxiety. Like,
no, I don't ever remember people talking about
that.
I'm not saying there weren't people. Obviously, people can feel anxious right? Like,
that's what I never understood. Why do people say they have anxiety when they don't? If you're anxious every second of the day, maybe you have, like, anxiety. You know what I mean?
I don't think it necessarily has to be every second. I mean, I used to have anxiety issues. I mean, shrooms turned out to, you know, mitigate that almost entirely.
What happened?
Yeah, shrooms. Okay. Shrooms happened. But
That's it? You just took a dose of shrooms and then your anxiety went away? Or did you address some sort of internal
Definitely
problem?
The latter. Yeah, okay. Because to me, that's the whole point of the psychedelic is to reflect on the minotaurs within and go into the inner labyrinth and overcome them.
So you were able to find something inside of you that was incorrect or wrong or you'd been harmed at some point, and you've been able to focus on that while on the shrooms. It's allowed you to do that and then eliminate the problem at its source.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But again, I grew up with some crap, and most of these people didn't. They just, you know, having anxiety, PTSD, depression, bipolar disorder, it's just the flavor of the week.
It seems to be their identity.
Yeah, me and Ian, I was showing him this picture that my sister sent me of somebody's Facebook profile, and her bio, which is supposed to say things like, oh, I like, you know, movies and walks on the beach, you know, something about you, was, I have PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and anxiety, and also I had a stroke last year in 2019. It was just like, why is that your bio?
It's all over Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just click on a random Twitter person's page, and it's just a laundry list of mental illnesses.
All their problems.
Almost none of them diagnosed by an actual medical health professional. Mm-hmm. They just probably read about it. Oh, God.
That's me.
I took an online quiz that said I had PTSD. It's absurd. Yeah. But yes, you're right. That is their identity.
Right.
That's all they have going for them is mental illness.
Well, and you were recently at, you visited some friends, some old friends down in San Antonio for one of their birthdays. And one of the things that people, a lot of the younger people have in common is their problems, right? And so, you know, it used to be problems with, people talk about their problems,
sure.
Obviously. It's a way for them to, you know, connect and share relatable things. Now people relate to one another based on, you've got PTSD? I've got PTSD too. Wow, you know what? I had an anxiety attack earlier today. Let me tell you about it. And so that is a thing now for people. You know, instead of just talking around the water cooler or whatever about, you know, the movies or sports teams or whatever, now it's mental problems.
Basically, what you're referencing is what I was getting at when I was saying, I wasn't saying you don't have a problem unless you're anxious at all times. I was saying, why do people call it something like that? Like, I wouldn't say I have fear just because I have you know, fear at certain times in my life. You know what I mean?
That's just being a human.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have anxiety at times, you don't at other times. Why do people define their lives by it? It doesn't make sense. And it's just like, the more people think about it, the more they have it constantly.
The more they have it, yeah.
But what I was...
It's similar to depression, right? A lot of people are like, oh, I'm so depressed today. But they're not. They're just sad about something that happened. Mm-hmm. An actual person who's depressed is just depressed with absolutely no cause beyond a chemical imbalance in the brain.
Well, that's what they say. But I'm skeptical of that, too.
I mean, but it's still within the brain, so it's still within control of your brain, and you could, in theory, fix that if you so chose.
That's the thing. A lot of the people who have it don't believe they can fix it. They believe that it's a permanent problem. Oh, I'm chemically imbalanced, therefore I got to get on this medication for the rest of my life that costs God knows how much.
All they have to make themselves feel special.
Yeah, and does who knows what to them, you know, being on that medication. I bring this up every time, but it's such an important story. I think one of our original co-hosts, one of the original three co-hosts, who has not been on the show for many years because he never moved. Well, actually, technically, he lives in New Hampshire, but I haven't ever seen him in 15 years. But his name was Mike, and he was on antidepressants, and he quit them. He quit taking antidepressants. And he
good for him.
Did it cold turkey. I don't know if that's the safest way to do it. But
from what I understand, it's not. But
that's what he did. And when he had was on these antidepressants, they made him break out in acne.
Hmm.
And they killed his sex drive.
They do that.
And it's like, those are two things that might cause someone to be somewhat depressed. You're covered in acne all over your back, in his case, and his face, and you also have no sex drive. So
presumably he was in his 20s, right?
Nah, he was probably in his 30s at that point, maybe mid to late 30s. But, yeah, it wasn't helping him in any way, shape, or form, and he felt a lot better, you know, after he got off of that. So I just feel so bad for these people, especially given that there's actual studies that have shown that placebo can cure depression. So if placebo can cure depression, then that is an indicator that it is actually all in your head.
Yeah, change your mind, change your life.
Yeah. And you can do something about it.
I think it really
involves pills.
I think it really is child abuse to put kids on antidepressants because, first of all, you're literally hooked for life where you could, like, die. I know a girl who went on it at 10, and she's the biggest wreck in the world. Like, she's not
Is she still on it?
Oh, yeah. Like, she would die if she went off. She's been on, like, she's always having to up her dose, always changing them and stuff like that.
Wow.
She went on at 10 because her parents believed the stupid doctor that said your daughter is depressed instead of just she's a brat, you know? Like, oh, you know, maybe she
was. You guys suck as parents. That's the problem.
Do something differently.
You know?
Oh, okay, we'll put her on antidepressants, and now she's 25 and literally just, like,
a mess.
Biggest mess I know.
Wow. There's so many of these stories.
Sounds like a parenting problem.
Yeah. And if you want to tell, you know, yours, you're welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I love your story, Ari, about, you know, taking psychedelic mushrooms, which, of course, we've discussed a lot here on Free Talk Live, and addressing whatever those internal conflicts were that solved the anxiety issues.
It's better than taking pills.
Hell yeah. 603-283-6160. We got more coming up here on the way about education and so-called anxiety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Supreme Court on Monday vacated a lower court ruling prohibiting the federal government from diverting funds from the military to construct the U.S.-Mexico border wall, sending the case back to the lower court for review. President Joe Biden, when he took office, canceled the Trump-era emergency declaration and returned the unspent funds to the Pentagon.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but not that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are...
This is USA Radio News. A vague answer to a pressing question. Chris Barnes reports.
Many Americans wondering if it's going to be safe to get together with family and friends for the upcoming holiday season. The foremost infectious disease expert in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says...
It's just too soon to tell. We just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
Fauci's saying on CBS's Face the Nation, that means concentrating as well on getting those not vaccinated yet to get the shots. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Representative Todd Akin, the conservative Missouri Republican, has died. He was 74. Akin had cancer for several years. His son Perry said in a statement, he died late Sunday at his home in Wildwood, a St. Louis suburb. Akin represented a Republican-leaning eastern Missouri district that included St. Louis area suburbs for 12 years, giving up a safe seat to run for the U.S. Senate in 2012. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the sort of wussification of humanity, basically. And some people had asked the question, I remember last year when this whole COVID crackdown was beginning, people were asking, well, why now? Why did they decide to do this now instead of like 2010? Or 2015, or, you know, why this time? Why this particular thing, this disease? And it's, I think a good answer to that is, like, it was time, as far as their whole plot of trying to dumb people down, as far as their plot of trying to make people into a bunch of pussies, and, you know, round off all the corners, make sure everybody wears their, you're going to go out, little Billy, make sure you put on your knee pads and your elbow pads and your helmet, and, you know, there's just been this push towards constant obsession over safety, and of course a lot of that has led to constant quote-unquote anxiety and all these mental illnesses. It's just like this has been going on for enough decades to where they thought they could get away with it this time, and they did.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, you can join us here. Here's another related story from CBS Miami. A new study finds a growing number of young people are suffering from anxiety about climate change.
Why would they suffer anxiety about something over which they have absolutely no control?
Yeah. Well,
that's the dumbest thing to be anxious about.
I know one reason. I remember this girl in high school saying this to me. She said that she is scared because she doesn't know if climate change is real or fake, but she's afraid to have kids because she's afraid, like, what if they just die in the sun exploding or whatever it is.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's real or fake. I mean, sure, the climate is changing because that's what climates do, yeah. But it doesn't really matter if it's anthropomorphic or whatever the term is, if man is causing it or if it's natural or whatever. Mm-hmm. We live in an ecosystem that has ways of dealing with that, and if humanity is ultimately making the ecosystem unbearable for humans, then humans won't be able to endure the ecosystem. They'll die out. Trees will regrow, and the problem will fix itself.
Anthropogenic is the word you're looking for.
Thanks.
Anthropomorphic is furries, where yes. You're into the animals that are made to look human, or whatever.
But, I mean, they're like, oh, God, the Great Barrier Reef of Australia is dying. And I'm like, I really don't care because I know that, you know, give it a few centuries and you'll have the Great Barrier Reef of the Gulf of Mexico or something. I mean,
yeah.
That's just the way living works.
Well, as Bonnie pointed out, you know, the sun's going to burn out someday or whatever, right? Like, then everybody dies.
Yeah, in like a billion years. That's a stupid thing for a high schooler to be worrying about. I can't have kids because the sun might explode.
Well, I also remember a girl telling me that her mom was always scared as a kid because she grew up in a crazy Christian household. I mean, I had these thoughts too, and she was afraid, well, the end of the world is almost here anyway, so I might as well not have kids. And
yeah, but Christians have been saying that for almost 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, the end of the world's right here. Jesus is coming back tomorrow.
But that's what I grew up hearing all the time, and I believed it. I was like, this is the end times.
I mean, look, there are good reasons to not have kids. All three of us in this room don't have them, and
I just don't want them.
Yeah, we all have our own reasons. I don't want them. I think they're a burden. I have no interest in spending sure. my time. I mean, I barely have enough time to, you know, take care of myself and walk the dog or whatever, let alone take care of some child. But to use the excuse of, you know, the earth is going to die, therefore you shouldn't have kids, that one doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't think it's an excuse. I think they were just like, oh, I want to keep living my life, but it feels like, what's the point? Like, everything's bad's going to happen. I don't want to have kids. And then, you know, the world explodes or whatever. It's just because they were indoctrinated with fear.
Sure. But if you believe the world is going to end at some point.
Well, there are some people that will be like, the world's going to end. I'm going to party and not care about anything. And there are some people that get, like, anxious about it.
If I knew the imminent. The end of the world was, like, imminent, I would take the party approach, right?
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, well, asteroid's going to hit the planet in 2 weeks, all right.
My job.
Yeah, I'm living it up for the next 2 weeks, man.
Right.
But something a billion years out or so esoteric that, you know, people have been expecting it for 2,000 years, like the return of Christ or whatever, yeah. It's like, you can't live your life based around hypotheticals that are that unlikely.
But when I was a kid, it was always just like the people on the 700 Club or whatever were always saying, like, this is this sign and this means this and this means this and that's why we're in the end of times. And I was just like, this is it for real this time. And I was just a kid, so it was like, it was really scary to me.
And the 700 Club is still on the air, by the way. We saw the news this week
that
Pat Robertson retired finally and now his son will be taking over that show. So apparently it's not.
Did he expect to retire before Jesus came back?
Right.
He's like 92. I was always like seeing that on the TV in my parents and my grandparents' house and being like, how is this the same host?
Yeah, some of these look, well, same thing with like the British Queen. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she's still alive.
I think
she's always looked old my whole lifetime.
Well, she eats, drinks the blood of infants or something. And that's how she does it.
That's probably true. So the first
quote, I read that on a website somewhere, so it's for sure true.
And this goes right to what you were saying, Bonnie. You didn't read the story, did you?
No.
The first quote in the story from some student at Miami, presumably like Miami somewhere, quote, it's quite worrying, and it makes me think about our future, and it's definitely not a place that I want my kids to live in.
But look around you, dude. Like, everything is pretty much fine.
Well, I mean, except for the government and the, you know, the mask. You mean environmentally?
Environmentally, yes. I mean, sure, California's on fire, but that's like...
That's the government's problem.
And it's not a new thing.
No.
Actually, becoming a libertarian helped me feel a lot better about the future. Like, I used to always think everything around me is bad. Everything is getting worse. It's so bad. And then when I became a libertarian and I was reading a lot of fee articles, they
Foundation
talk about
for economic education.
Yes, they talk really often about how that seems to be a narrative that's pushed, but actually they have this and this and this to show that life is actually getting better for most people. I mean,
that's true.
Pre-COVID.
People have
and
been
it made me feel better.
People have been lifted out of poverty. I mean, around the world, more so in the last, you know, few decades than
I mean, you're considered
ever.
Poor in the United States now if you don't have a 70-inch television.
And three phones or whatever,
AirPods.
Right? Yeah.
or the latest iPhone or whatever. Americans have no concept of what poverty even is anymore.
This is true. But even people who've actually been in poverty, a lot of them have been lifted out by the market.
Yes,
by
what, like China.
Correct. By what level of, you know, again, there's no free market out there, but by what level of marketability and freedoms we have, it has been tremendous in just the last few decades alone. So, yeah, there's no doubt about it. The standard of living, the quality of life has certainly gone up over time. Unfortunately, technology has also gotten into the hands of the state, and they are using that to oppress people. So I think things, as far as the state goes, are going to get worse before they get better, but we should still continue to see developments happen even during that. 10,000 young adults from 10 countries were asked how they feel about climate change. Researcher Carolyn Hickman said children started telling us they were feeling betrayed and abandoned, and that they felt that governments were lying about the effectiveness of the action they were taking to address the climate emergency.
I like that they already don't trust the government, at least on this one particular issue.
Yeah, just the one issue.
Yeah, well, even Greta Thunberg was recently quoted saying blah, blah, blah in relation to politicians. Like, she's upset that politicians are BSing her and not doing the things that they promised that they're going to do.
Well, she just wants the government to have more control to do more things.
Well, I have news for them. Politicians are always going to lie to her about every issue 100% of the time.
I expect that, and I didn't listen to her whole, you know, speech or anything like that. I just heard an outtake from it. But I presume that what she wants is a different set of politicians, the trustworthy ones, to be elected. And so, you know, she's, what, 20 or 19 or something like that. So she hasn't been around long enough to experience multiple sets of politicians lying to her. So she's going to have to go through that. But at least she's realizing that she's been lied to. I mean, what that will lead to for her, I don't know. She's not certainly not a liberty-minded person. But that's what it takes to disillusion somebody. If that keeps happening enough, maybe they'll become disillusioned with the system as the solution to their problem. That these politicians are somehow going to be her knight in shining armor to come save her precious environment. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's delusional to think that, you know, you could have just an entire country ruled over by honest, trustworthy politicians. The angels of men leading your country. It's totally unlikely.
Wait till you hear the numbers of young people, 16 to 25-year-olds, so Gen Z, who are afraid about the future, worried about climate change. Get your guesses ready on the percentages here, folks. We're going to continue in moments. The number 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about these young people and their anxiety, not just their general constant anxiety about their lives or whatever, but now it's what they're calling echo anxiety, as in ecological anxiety, as in fear of what might happen to the environment in the future.
See, that's why I don't trust this poll. If you had asked these same 10,000 people, I think it was however many they asked, what are the three biggest causes of anxiety in your life? What are your greatest concerns?
The FBI.
Almost none of them would have said climate change. Maybe 10% of them.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Your point being,
I suspect most of them would have said COVID-19 or, mm-hmm, you know, something like that, or I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, or having to do homework for college or whatever.
Yeah.
They're probably not really spending that much time thinking about climate change until someone
put it in their head.
Yeah.
You may be right about that, and I did pull up the actual study here, so I'm hoping to find the questions that were asked, but according to, I looked up the woman's name who's the researcher involved in this. The University of Bath was behind the study. Carolyn Hickman is the woman, and she's not coming at this from the perspective of like, haha, look at these, you know, lame-o young people like I might be.
She's like, this is a serious problem.
Yeah, yeah. She wants this to be brought to the politicians. She wants to show how concerned people are about the environment.
About the thing they've been fear-mongering them about their entire lives? Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. So we can continue here with more on this study, because I haven't even told you the numbers of percentages of young people.
Oh, I didn't get my guess ready either.
Ages 16 to 25. We'll go ahead and take a crack at it here in a moment. But first, Jesse is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, what's going on, Ethan? Hey. Are you?
What's on your mind? Bonnie's here, too. Go ahead.
Oh, what's up, Bonnie? so I've just been calling in this past week, planning on visiting the New Hampshire area over the weekend, and planning on moving up there within the year.
Very cool.
You called, right, and you said that you were trying not to get too established in Virginia, right? And you said you're...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah.
Cool.
But, yeah, so I got a fair bit of money. I got about 40 grand. So I'm thinking about, you know, spending a lot of that money before the dollar inflates rapidly over these next coming years. So I know you guys use cryptocurrency up there. That's something that interests me.
Well, I used to.
Not at the moment.
Yeah, I used to be an everyday cryptocurrency user. Unfortunately, due to ridiculous bail conditions, I am not allowed to. But Bonnie still does sometimes.
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Bonnie. I know you guys live in the, like, the Keene area or somewhere around there, and that's, like, the most, where the most cryptocurrency use, like, probably one of the
biggest. Yeah, Forbes called it the crypto mecca.
The crypto mecca, yeah, that's right. So what cryptocurrency do you guys use the most, and what are you able to buy up there with that type of cryptocurrency? Do you guys do grocery shopping, go to bars, and able to buy clothes and stuff with that type of cryptocurrency?
Grocery shopping? I don't really know if there's a grocery store around here that takes it. I know the Mighty Moose Mart takes it, and our
co-host... There are three convenience stores that, as of the last count, that take it.
Our co-host Chris does his grocery shopping there, but I couldn't really live off of Twinkies and such. but... Lots of restaurants. You can get your teeth fixed, aka go to the dentist. You can get your eye doctor needs
taken care of.
I thought the eye doctor in Keene took it.
I'm not aware of this.
Never mind.
I wasn't
Sorry.
Aware of it.
Then,
but you
then
can get a general physician. You can get your car repaired.
Yeah, there's an actual general practice doctor here. Two of them.
Yeah, primary care.
They're a couple. And they're taking crypto. Really they just cool. started doing that within the last 2 months.
And isn't there multiple car repair?
One. Only one that
just
I
Just one?
Have. Yeah.
As far as which currency, of course, I'm not using any of them these days, but Bitcoin Cash was certainly the most useful.
Yeah. When,
number one.
When I spoke with AnyPay, which is the point of sale company that helps local business owners accept cryptocurrency, they had said, as of some point last year, Bitcoin Cash was the number one, looking at the statistics, Bitcoin Cash is the number one most used crypto all of New Hampshire, and also Dash would be second place to Bitcoin Cash.
And I know that if I pay, like, a friend for, like, hey, will you bring me that, like, the t-shirts you're making or something, and I'm just paying them, like, $10, and I'm like, can I pay you in crypto? They always ask for Bitcoin Cash.
I think a lot of people also like Monero. You know, it's more difficult to accept Monero because there's, to my knowledge, not any payment platforms that have it integrated. So a business owner would have to want the Monero and have their own Monero wallet and then, you know how to accept that directly. So you're not likely to be able to walk into a business and pay with a Monero. But person
to
person.
Some people use that, like, online. Is that right? Monero online?
Some people use it online, but we're just talking about kind of like the real life. You know, people who want to buy things from one another. I know that there's like a market day sometimes here in various different parts of New Hampshire, and some people at those market days will certainly accept Monero for, you know, whether it be, you know, fresh meat from the farm or some sort of deliciously concocted food that's being sold there or whatever it is that they've got for sale. There's much, individually, I think you'll find a high Monero acceptance amongst free-minded people up here because they appreciate the privacy aspect of it.
Also, goldbacks. There are a lot of places here that accept goldbacks and people who would take them from you for things.
Yeah.
As for, like, clothing and groceries, your best bet is going to be to use a Bitcoin.com gift card for a grocery store or something like that, or Purse.io in order to buy clothing off of Amazon.
Purse.io, or actually SaveItPurse.com, is a better way to get into that site. Then Free Talk Live gets a little piece of purchases.
I didn't know that was still active.
It should still be active. SaveItPurse.com, check that out. So, yeah, that's a good way to order things online. And one of the things that I would try out if I hadn't been banned from using cryptocurrency would be the new Dash Direct. Which I think is really interesting that they've got an app. They teamed up with there's this app company called CrayPay that already existed for credit card and debit card payments. So I'm allowed to download that app, but I still haven't gone around to actually doing anything with it because I just don't care about debit cards and credit cards as much.
Sure.
But basically the model is they will sell you a gift card for I don't know how many dozens of different places. Some of them are physical businesses you can walk into. Others are online, you know, purchases. Except unlike a lot of these companies that will sell you gift cards for crypto, you get a discount with,
nice,
with Dash Direct. And each company offers a different discount. So some of them, yeah, it's not really worth talking about. Others, it's like 3, 4, 5, 6%.
Well, even a 1% discount is better.
Yeah.
And a 0% discount.
No doubt about it. But, you know, if it's a small purchase, then is it worth your time to go through the extra steps you have to go through to pay with that? If it's at 3, 4, 5%, it might very well be, and a lot of them are. So, like, everything from, you know, AMC theaters to...
which might take crypto soon anyway.
They're going to look... Yeah, they're looking at taking crypto natively, which is interesting.
Got to do something to stay alive.
Yeah.
And that will do it.
That will help them. It may be too little too late, but it's going to help, I think, a little bit. But Dash Direct is interesting because people need to have an incentive to use cryptocurrency. Like, we had used it because, and those who still use it, they use it in this area because they're fans of it. They're fanatics. They're cryptocurrency fanatics.
We want to see it successful, and using it in the real world is how it becomes successful.
Right. So I was using...
That's going to be more important later on when the dollar starts to inflate, and that's really encouraging that you guys have, you know, community out there that's actively using it, not just focused on trading it for dollar amounts.
Yeah, yeah, and what I really loved was I sat, you know, with this doctor who accepts crypto. Now, again, I didn't pay for this doctor with crypto. She takes cash as well, but she does take crypto, and I, you know, was asking her about it because I didn't know who she was. And I asked her, you know, how'd you get into this? Because she said they just started. She said it was one of their friends or customers or something. She named the guy's name, and it didn't ring a bell with me, who brought it up to him and asked him about it. So it's like Keen is, it's got enough like crypto action to where it's starting to spread without our help, meaning that it, to my knowledge, wasn't like a free stater or something like that, unless there's somebody who's here who,
no,
you know,
she,
we don't know.
She told me about it, too. I don't remember if she said his name or anything, but it was just like her friend. And yeah. I don't even think that he lived in Keene.
Oh, I thought that he did.
I think it was somebody, because they came here from Connecticut. I think it was somebody from like somewhere else that she lived.
But just, you know, because there's enough crypto acceptance in this area, it's kind of like starting to take on a life of its own. And thank you, Jesse, for the call. I look forward to seeing you here. And I remember hearing other stories within the last few years about business owners kind of doing like business-to-business purchases where one of the business owners that is accepting crypto will take their crypto and go and spend it at one of the other business owners that accepts crypto, which is cool. That means they're not cashing it out. They're actually using it, which is neat. More coming up here. Hour two's on the way. Free time.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.